What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news. So if you believe in yourself and the world around you, Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
Happy Monday. We have two positive news stories to start your week off right. What do you have, sir?
Man, let's jump right into it. I'm going to Dallas, Texas to Community High School. The Lady Braves did something amazing. They have this awesome supporter by the name of Abel Rodriguez. He's actually the school's custodian. He shows up to all the games. He cheers on all the athletes. He's just one of their biggest supporters and they love him to death. They recently found out he has transportation issues. He was actually at the school one day pretty late till about 1 a.m. because he didn't have anybody to come pick him up. Once the kids heard about this, they decided we need to do something about it. Let's go ahead and start a GoFundMe. They put this GoFundMe together and immediately raised $3,000. They got it all the way up to $9,000, reached out to a local car dealership, was able to get a car sold to them for a very cheap price, and they even took a step further and they got a hold of an insurance agency and was able to get him free insurance and gas money whenever they gave him this car.
How did you get free gas?
They gave him some gas money, then they gave him insurance. The insurance company did.
Can I get this free insurance?
No, for real.
Sign me up.
That being said, they actually surprised him. They told him, hey, there's an emergency outside. And when he went outside, there was over 100 students cheering his name on to surprise him with his brand new car. I thought this story was amazing because there's a lot of high school athletes out here in the United States of America that play sports that definitely don't pay attention to their custodian. So the fact that they do, I thought was amazing because I've had some really cool custodians in my life and we didn't have GoFundMe, but maybe I would have put something together for them back then.
We didn't have GoFundMe. We did not have GoFundMe. I had something profound to say, and it was gone once you made that joke.
I play too much.
Absolutely awesome story. Where are you going to post that at?
And the Facebook page. I actually have a video for sure.
That's what I was going to say.
At the Positive Truth Facebook page.
So Tim got sick this week.
Indeed.
And you developed super sensing.
Indeed.
So I have... The Youth Are Awesome with the Positive Truth podcast coming from cbc.ca. It's called a micro toilet, M-Y-C-O toilet. University of British Columbia researchers have built a waterless, mushroom-powered toilet prototype called the micro toilet. Have you ever been in like an porta potty?
Unfortunately, yes.
Why do you say unfortunately?
A lot of races, 5Ks, 10Ks, whatever. And there's always hundreds of people outside of these porta potties. We're all trying to do the same thing. So yeah, if you're at the back of the line, you're taking an L, buddy.
Why are you taking an L?
Because it's terrible. Smells terrible. And plus, it doesn't go anywhere. It just sits there.
So this porta potty, instead of flushing with water or using chemicals, the system separates liquids from solids. Solids enter into a microcrystalline, probably said that wrong, lined compartment. It's basically a mushroom section, and that liner absorbs 90% of odor-causing compounds, reduces moisture, inhibits formation of basically horrible smelling conditions.
You can breathe in a porta potty. Okay.
It's not only that, it's designed to blend with nature. It's made with timber panels, cedar siding, a green roof, skylight, ventilation system, and ramp access. Never seen a porta potty with ramp access. It's low maintenance, only 4 maintenance visits a year, fully functional. It can also produce up to 600 liters of compost and 2,000 liters of liquid fertilizer from the waste system. It's going to be in parks, remote communities, and places lacking plumbing infrastructure all over Canada. I think it's a wonderful thing. I actually had the story last week, but then you made a little comment. So I was like, I'm definitely start with this one.
First things first, that's going to be like all over the world very soon. You don't understand how bad it is at road races, man. And I just think about construction sites or even traveling. I see a porta potty in the middle of the road every now and then. Like, they only have to... 4 times a year for maintenance, dude. Come on, man. That's shout out to Canada. That's amazing. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
I'm going to say health. I don't know what day it was, to be honest with you. I was like, oh, I'm not
Wednesday.
That I missed? Mm-hmm. So Tuesday, I was like, oh, I'm not feeling too good, but I'll be okay.
Speaking of that, you said you were going to wear a mask.
We forget things on the positive trips. But on Tuesday, I was like, I'm not feeling too good. And as the day went, I was like, oh, I'm really not feeling good. And I was like, oh, I think I'm getting sick. So I took a NyQuil. It was like 8 p.m. And I was like, I should be okay. I think I woke up at 7 to take the daughter to school. And I was like, oh, I can't take her to school. I'll be okay in a couple hours. Every 2 hours, I was waking up till about 3 p.m. I was like, oh, this is terrible. I'm not going to make it. So I'm grateful for my health that I'm able to get up, walk around, take the kid to school, all that good stuff. What about you, sir? What are you grateful for today?
I'm also grateful for Tim's health because a lot harder to get things done when Tim's not around.
Indeed.
Grateful for everyone's health.
Yeah, the whole South Side's sick right now. I had to buy some DayQuil for the store.
Who's running around the South Side? I think we found a patient number one.
Oh, patient zero. Me. Sorry, guys.
Patient zero. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but actually, I'm grateful for Tim's health. Glad you're feeling better.
Ooh, thank you.
Looks like you're not, though. You're all dressed up in like a hoodie. Are you cold, man?
Yes.
70 degrees outside. 15 degrees Celsius for people using better units and metrics.
Yeah, I'm not 100, but my mind says I'm 100, so I'm going to trick myself.
Okay.
Fake it till I make it.
Hopefully everyone has good health. We'll be back tomorrow with more positive news stories, and there should be some fun information coming this week. I just can't guarantee when. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. If you send us a 5-star review and send us a positive news story, we'll send you a t-shirt.
I do have a positive quote for free.
Definitely not going well.
Definitely sending the shirt for free as well, too. My bad.
Do we have a quote before we get out of here?
Never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyways. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.